Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of our series on gaining wisdom using selections from A Little Daily Wisdom, Christian Women Mystics by Carmen Acevedo Butcher. Today we're using a selection from Catherine of Genoa's Purgation and Purgatory. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. That's what happens to the soul in the fire of God's love. All its weaknesses are cast out like dross. Then, stripped of its fragilities, the soul rests in God, with no characteristics of its own, since purification is the stripping away of the lower self in us. Then, our being is God. That's what happens to the soul in the fire of God's love. All of its weaknesses are cast out like dross. Then, stripped of its fragilities, the soul rests in God, with no characteristics of its own, since its purification is the stripping away of the lower self in us. Then, our being is God. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? That's what happens to the soul in the fire of God's love. All of its weaknesses are cast out like dross. Then, stripped of its fragilities, the soul rests in God, with no characteristics of its own. Since its purification is the stripping away of the lower self in us, then our being is God. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. That's what happens to the soul in the fire of God's love. All of its weaknesses are cast out like dross. Then, stripped of its fragilities, the soul rests in God, with no characteristics of its own. Since its purification is the stripping away of the lower self in us, then our being is God. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, how precious it is to rest in the confidence that you are deeply present within us. As we enter our time of silence today, would you draw us down into the deepest, most grounded and centered places within, where you dwell with and as our true self? We pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.